What am I doing to Future Joe? Am I setting Future Joe up for success, or am I somehow hurting Future Joe? Am I somehow doing things that are going to harm what Future Joe has to go through?
You're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast, a podcast for people who want to live an extraordinary life. On this week's episode, Joe and Ed talk about being kind to your future self. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Dare to Be Different podcast. My name is Joe, and I am here with Ed Newell from the basement of Newell Mansion, you know, hanging out in the bunker. Man, yes. We're going to have a great talk today. I'm really excited.
I'm excited. We haven't hung out in a while.
I know. We happen to, for those of you that that might not know us personally, we actually don't live far from each other. And this week, we happen to pass each other in vehicles. And I could see Ed smile from, you know, 20, 30 feet away. And man, I was excited beeping the horn. So I'm really excited to have a little chance to talk with you today.
That was the best moment of my day. Best moment of my week. It was delightful. You know, whenever someone's laying their horn on at you, you're like, who the heck is this person? You know, I'm not normally jovial about this person that's crazily trying to get my attention. But when I saw it was you, I thought, oh, it's just Joe Altieri.
There is no doubt in my mind that the person in front of me, like, I scared the snot out of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you were laying the horn on.
But today we are going to talk about being kind to our future selves. So
I love it.
I know. This is an exciting topic for me. I had a conversation last week, and the conversation with this person, they mentioned that they feel that they are being set up for failure, like that somebody is setting them up for failure in their life and has been, you know, for years and years and years. Like, they just can't get out of this rut that they're in, and they feel like it's being done to them. And that's just been, man, it's been rattling around in my brain. And I think a lot of us feel that. You know, especially when we're going through stuff, there are outside circumstances, of course. There's,
sure.
Man, 2020 is all about outside circumstances, you know, things being thrust upon you, crazy elections, COVID, all of those types of things. But there are certain things in our lives, day-to-day stuff, that there is somebody that has been influencing that. There is somebody that is setting us up for failure or success, and you know, based off of our little intro, I'm sure you can figure out who that person is. So,
yeah, it's most often yourself, right? Like, we have the biggest impact over our own lives, and as much as we want to so often cast blame on other people or other things for why we end up the way we did, and like you already said, you already gave the caveat that yes, there can be some external circumstances that come into play. We shoulder the majority of the blame about where we end up in life and who I'm going to be today and who I'm going to be tomorrow. And if you're not where you want to be right now, it's probably because, unfortunately, it might be because in your past you didn't make some decisions that you should have in order to maybe end up in a potentially better place right now. But you can say, okay, where do I want to be tomorrow? And you and I have talked about this a lot. I think you've done other episodes on this about how to set goals and how to know where you want to be in the future and knowing your why and knowing where you want to get to. And there are things that you can do today. There are ways you could be kind to your future self to better set yourself up to achieve that in the future.
Yeah, and one of the things that, and I don't want to belabor the things that we, because to your point, we have done other episodes about this, and we've talked about these things, you know, things that we can do. I want to talk about the mindset and having a vision for future Joe, future Ed, future listener, who that is, because I think that sometimes we don't realize that the things we're doing today, our future self has to pay for one way or another.
Right.
And so one of the things, you know, we became grandparents 2 years ago now. And one of the things that Alicia really wants to do is set up a college fund for the kids, right? We want to set away a couple bucks, you know what I mean? Just something to help them out in the future. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I was thinking about that. And how many times do we do things? Do we Your kids are in the background. They're awesome.
They are screaming upstairs right now.
They
I
sound
no
like they're
what's going
singing.
On.
Like your wife is probably having a blast up there, or she's up there with like with headphones on, like just completely ignoring
they
them.
They are singing and dancing.
That's awesome. Your kids, your family is just so happy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Not really sure how we're going to avoid that.
Ah, hey, it is what it is. This is
COVID podcasting.
This is reality. But how many times do we look at people in our lives and set them up for something great? Or you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we always did a Christmas savings fund, right? So we would put money away so that we could buy our kids something for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? And it's so easy when we're pointing to somebody that we love and saying, I'm doing this for them in the future. I'm doing this for my grandkids so that they have a little extra when they go to college. I'm doing this for right. my kids. I'm doing this for my neighbor. I'm doing this for my mom, my dad. But if we really took that same attitude with ourselves, what does that do for our lives? And both in the positive and the negative. So I would never in a million years do something in my life that would harm one of my children on purpose. But I do it to myself all the time. All the time. So, I wouldn't eat something that's bad for one of my kids. Like, if I ate something today, and I knew that it was bad, and I knew that it wasn't good, and my kid had to pay the price for it, I would never do that. Never, never in a million years.
Right.
But the person who is most intimate to me, I do it all the time. All the time. And so as I was thinking about this podcast and thinking about this topic, just for the last couple of days, I've started thinking about, like, what am I doing to Future Joe? Am I setting Future Joe up for success? Or am I somehow hurting Future Joe? Am I somehow, doing things that are going to harm what Future Joe has to go through?
It's a powerful concept, and I'm sure we can talk about this in a lot of different avenues. I've been married for close to 10 years now, and you've been married much longer than me. I remember when I was in college and I was just dating, I remember thinking, okay, I want to make certain decisions about how I'm dating right now that's going to set my future marriage up for success.
Mm-hmm.
So for me personally, that just meant I wasn't going to have sex in those relationships. And that's not where this conversation's going. But for me, I knew that I wanted to make wise decisions for those relationships now because I wanted to be kind to future Ed.
Yep.
And I wanted to be kind to my future wife. And I'm thankful that, and I made some pretty messed up decisions in past relationships too, but when there was a time where I remember thinking about, okay, I can make decisions today that are massively going to put me on a better path in my future. And if you made wrong decisions in the past, it doesn't mean that you can't fix them in the future or can't get back on the right track. You know, we can do a whole other episode about that, but you can be kind to yourself today. That just gives you a firmer foundation to stand on tomorrow and in your future, for sure.
Yeah, and I've used this this analogy or metaphor. Is it an analogy or metaphor? But, where I had Jason Toss, a good friend of ours, on, and he was talking about the chapters of the books and things like that. And, again, that rattles around in my brain a lot, too. I'm a visual person, so I almost need to visualize things like that to help me understand concepts and help me really internalize those types of things. And, in any novel, what happens in chapter one sets up things that happen in chapter 14. And so, as we're writing our novel, as we're writing our book, as we're, what are some of the things that we can do that are going to, to your point about the marriage, that are going to set up our future selves well? Marriage was great,
You said having a right mindset, but are you actually thinking about different areas and practical things that we can do? Because I can think of a few in mind that I do, but the mindset, I think, is the same for everything. I think we've talked about that, right? It's just about having this understanding that, yeah, truly, you can make decisions today that are going to impact your future. So what are the main areas that you can make better decisions around today? Is that what you want to talk about?
Well, I think everybody listening, all of us know that there's certain things that people struggle with, right? It's you know, relationships, you can make good decisions in relationships, financial, health, you know, all of those types of things that, and we can go into some specifics, but I think that it's more of how do you stop yourself? And I don't have an answer for this. I don't have my iPad in front of me. I don't have any notes because I really want to have this dialogue to try to figure out how do I stop myself when I'm going to make a bad decision for future Joe, and or how do I set myself up in the morning or whatever the case may be so that, you know, future Joe, and future Joe is 10 minutes from now, 10 years from now. It doesn't really matter. Every decision that we make has some sort of impact on future Joe, future Ed. So
that I'm interested to hear your answer to that too, because I feel like maybe more often I'm not making the right decision still today.
Me too. And that's where, you know, one of the, Alicia and I are moving. We talked about that before we jumped on the air. And one of the decisions for the move, it's all about future because we love our house, our current house. We absolutely love it. It is us. Like we have put blood, sweat, and tears into our house, but we still have a mortgage on it. We created it for a lifestyle that we were leading at the time, but our future lifestyle is going to change. So everything about our move is all about future Joe, future Alicia, future kids, future grandkids, all of those types of things. Like we want to get out of debt. So moving into, you know, a house that costs less and taking the proceeds from our house, our beautiful house that we had, and put it towards that sets up future Joe and future Alicia into, man, we're going to be out of debt, which means we can travel and things like that. And that's a big decision, right? And that took a lot of, you know, gut-wrenching type of conversation to set up our family for the future. But how do I do that when I just freaking want a donut in the morning? You know what I mean? And I'm like, man, this is not going to be good for me. Fast food, I do this. So one of the things that I do this a lot with is eating. I can't eat fast food. I love, you know, a 2-cheeseburger meal at McDonald's is one. I know that this sounds crazy, but it's one of my favorite meals, man. 2 cheeseburgers.
Dude, I love the 2-cheeseburger meal at McDonald's.
Man, if I eat a 2-cheeseburger meal with a large fry and a chocolate milkshake, dude, that is like... Like that is the meal for me. And literally 15 minutes later, I am paying for it in a big way because I don't eat a lot of fast food. So my stomach, like it's just, you know, so I do this, like I look at that and go, man, I drive past me. I'm like, I'm really hungry. I could really go for that. And I go, future Joe. And this is like an immediate future Joe is going to hate you. So I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to do that. Plus if I happen to be driving or something like that, I really don't want that to, you know, so,
I have a few thoughts. I have a few thoughts because you're right. And when you look at examples, I tend, I think, to make the most poor choices around food and health. And that's been a big theme on many of our shows. I think when it comes to financially, I've made a lot of good decisions in my life. Mm-hmm. And right now, I really want a Tesla. And if I stopped putting money into my savings accounts for me and my kids and my wife, I could get a Tesla right now. Mm-hmm. But what in future Ed, do I need a Tesla right now or I need to make sure my family's financial safety is secure for the future? Which one is more important? And I was able to make the right decision financially. I'm talking kind of jovial about that, but we know, you and I both know a lot of people that are not making the right decision financially.
Oh, yeah.
That are not budgeting their money, that are not caring about how much they're spending when they're eating out and everything else. But can I tell you one of the mindsets that I believe most holds people back from not making the wise decision for their future selves is the fallacy that no one does that. No, people don't actually sit down and budget their money. Oh, people don't actually
that's good.
Cook their food ahead of time and pre-package it and pre-portion it. Maybe I've seen some fancy blogger say that should happen, but no actual person really does that. And I think it's so easy if you've never seen it done, if you've never sat down and do it, it's so easy to just kind of put it out of your mind and think that it's a false mentality that other people actually do these things. Mm-hmm. But the truth is they do. The truth is my wife and I actually sat down one day. We didn't ask for help on this. We knew we needed a budget. I Googled how to make a budget and I taught myself how to make a budget. You know, I know friends, and this is something that I need to learn from, who will make large quantities of healthy food and then portion it out over 5 days a week and take it for lunch. One, saving them money from spending, costs on food when they're going out. I recently did this for breakfast when I made a wealth of burritos and froze them in my freezer, and I can pull them out. And at breakfast time, I can pull them out, and they are unthawed by lunchtime. You know, and you might say, well, that's a ridiculous thing to do. But honestly, it's those kind of decisions that can position future self to be in a better place. Not only does it save me money on food, but it's a healthy burrito that is within my calorie goals for the day. And so I'm killing multiple birds with one stone by just planning ahead and making this decision. I talk to people about their relationships, and that me and my wife will have a scheduled time where we sit down and actually talk about our relationship. It's like a business meeting a little bit. And when I tell people about that, they're like shocked at that idea. Like, no couple actually would sit down and do that. It's like, well, the alternative is you never talk about anything. You keep a lot of secrets from one another. You bottle everything up, and then you eventually blow up on one another because you actually haven't communicated about anything. And so there's these decisions that you can make in life that will position these different areas to be healthy. But the mindset is deciding, okay, I'm going to make maybe a difficult decision today or do more work today that's going to better myself in the future, and believing that, yeah, no one else does that. It's fake. It's no one actually packages their food. No one actually budgets. No one actually has a business meeting with their spouse. And then you say, well, I'm not going to do that either because it's dumb. I just need to make more money, or I just, you know, they give themselves some other really tangible goal that they can hold on to. I need to make more money, or I just need to go to the gym. It's like, no, actually, you can do some other things that are going to better position your future self too.
No, you're absolutely right. And I've heard this in from the business side a lot, because one of the things that we spend a lot of money on, you know, FlexScreen spends a lot of money on, is marketing, right? True marketing. And marketing is one of those things that is really intangible, right? And so we have companies that are like, nobody does that. Nobody goes out of the new product and does digital marketing, does those types of things. No one does that. Yes, you're an anomaly. You know what I mean? Like they look at, you know, almost in the same light as you with your personal stuff. That's outside the ordinary. But like, no, that's what successful companies do. That's what successful relationships do. That's what successful people do with their finances. And that's a really, really good point, because none of this, especially when we're looking at personal stuff, none of this is out of reach. Absolutely none of it is. You know, cooking ahead of time just takes a little bit of effort. That's all it does. You know, setting aside some time with your spouse just takes a little bit of planning, a little bit of effort, maybe a little bit of uncomfortableness during those conversations. But man, what dividends does that pay to future Ed and future Katie, you know, your wife, when you do that? You're treating your future selves so well in that, because when you're 40 years old and 50 years old and 60 years old, you guys are going to have a really strong relationship that is going to beat the odds of the 50% divorce rate that's out there. Or I think it's even greater now.
I think it's greater. But we've talked about the idea of living proactively versus reactively before. Mm-hmm. And even those examples that I gave, it's like you can cook ahead of time and plan ahead, or you're going to end up cooking anyways.
Right.
You can set aside a meeting with your spouse, or you're going to talk anyways. It's not going to be a healthy conversation. You know, you can make a budget to tell your money where you want it to go, or your money's going to tell you where it's going. Like the thing, it's going to happen either way. It's just you making a decision that I'm going to be ahead of it. I'm going to be in control of it. I'm going to do things on the front end that's going to position my future self, and letting it, instead of it being the other way around. But again, that I think that mindset thing is that this idea that no one does this, I think is something that we trick ourselves into believing. I love that you brought up the business example, you know, and it's like, no, there are successful businesses. There are successful people that actually do these things. And if you want to be in that group of people, you got to do things that most people aren't doing. If you want to live an extraordinary life, right? That's what we're all about. You actually have to do things that ordinary people are not going to do.
That is awesome. But as you were having that, as you were talking there, I had this vision of two like opposing people. It's almost like current Joe versus future Joe. Like it's almost like current Joe has these desires or this laziness or these bad habits or whatever the case may be, right? That I want to hold on to no matter what, because it's easy. It's the easy path. It's the path of least resistance. You know, I don't have a lot of effort involved in all the things that current Joe wants. But then I have future Joe, who I really need to fight for. I really, really do. And so, and those two things, they collide every day. I mean, every single day I am dealing with the issues that I put into practice or put into play yesterday, the things that happened yesterday. Because I know this is terrible, but I had a phone call that I really should have made yesterday. Right? I should have made it. It was like 4:30. The person's on the West Coast. And I'm like, I just want to go home. I just want to be done for the day. Right? But guess what? I still have to deal with that issue. I still have to. Like, all I did was current Joe
delayed the
simply booted it to future Joe. Right? I didn't do myself any favors by doing that at all. Other than last night, I was thinking, I should have made the freaking phone calls because now I got to make it today.
And I love that example.
And so it's just one of those things, like, how do I get out of that? And like I said, I don't have any answers. I have some ideas. Like, I have a whiteboard, like one of those glass whiteboards on my wall. I'm going to put a note up there that just says, you know, be nice to future Joe or something like that. Set future Joe up for success. Like having like little reminders, to me, that's going to be something that is going to help me. A post-it note on my bathroom mirror, things like that, that just kind of prompt me to be proactive. I also think that sometimes we need to associate, you know, current Joe, present Joe needs to associate a lot of future pain into some of the decisions that I'm making. Almost like, hey, if I don't do this today, what am I going to be feeling tomorrow?
That's good.
You know, what are the consequences that I, yes, it is future Joe, right? But it's still me. What are the consequences that I'm going to feel tomorrow? If I make this stupid decision on my finances today, how am I going to feel when I can't pay my bills? How am I going to feel when that pressure is there? Conversely, if I do something great today for my finances, even if it's small, how am I going to feel when I'm out of debt? How am I going to feel when I do have, yes, I would love to go out to dinner today, but instead I'm going to make a PB&J because that $30, $40, whatever the case may be, can be put towards a credit card bill or something that's hanging over my head. So associating some emotions in those things might be helpful.
Yeah, that's good. We've talked a lot about having future goals, but think about your future feelings. That's powerful. I don't know if I've ever really heard somebody talk about that. That's a book there, Joe Altieri.
That's a book.
Think about future consequences, think about future feelings. I think that's a really helpful tip. I think another tip I would say to current Joe and current Ed is forgive yourself quickly and easily. And kind of associate with that, like don't sweat small mistakes.
Yep.
Because I think so often if we mess up, even in a small way right now, I think we're so prone to hold on to that mistake and hold on to that failure and beat ourselves up over it. And we carry that into future Ed. But really, I think if you learn how to forgive yourself, if you learn how to move on from mistakes, if you get that McDonald's, double cheeseburger meal and you're going to pay for it a few hours later. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to be better. Tomorrow I'm not going to get the double cheeseburger meal, you know? So I think if you can learn to forgive yourself, if you can learn to move on quickly from mistakes, I think that also just really sets you up to be more successful tomorrow. I think when you're carrying that pain, you're carrying that baggage, you're carrying this extra pressure, it just does something to your own soul and your own spirit. You just can't break free from it. And nobody else would be putting that blame on you. You're just putting it on yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're your own worst enemy most often in your own head, beating yourself up. But if you can be quick to forgive yourself, if you can be quick to give yourself another chance, man, I think it just sets you up to make a better decision tomorrow.
You know, I'll take that back one step further because I love that, forgiving yourself, moving on, saying, hey, I messed up. But I think one of the first steps is to own it, right? You know, going back to my original conversation about, you know, stop blaming everybody else. You know, the situation that you are in vastly depends on what you did in the past. So yes, you could have had screwed up parents. So what? That's fine. I get it. I had a tough, you know, youth and you know, childhood growing up. I get it. Yes. And outside influences could definitely, you know, change some of the trajectory of your world, all that stuff. But own the fact that you are where you are primarily because of the decisions that you made in the past. Not because of somebody did something to you or God doesn't love you or whatever the case may be. Yes, everybody has circumstances they have to go through, some better than others. But a lot of times where we are based off of the path that we put ourselves on, what chapters we wrote earlier in our novel that now we're in the middle of the book and we have to deal with all that stuff. So deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, then, you know, own it, forgive yourself, and then move on. Because a lot of times, man, is that a trap going, you know, I can't because of this outside circumstance. I can't save money because my parents never taught me how. Guess what? You go on the internet, there are 1,000 free courses that you don't have to pay for if we're talking about finances. Go on YouTube. People will show you how to manage your money online. There's tons of free information. We are in an age where there is no excuse not to learn something. There is none at all.
Right.
So, you know, anything that you want to know, it's out there. So if you have a challenge with something, you know, don't blame your parents because they sucked with money. You know, don't blame your dad because he didn't show you the right way to treat your mom. Yes, that happens. Change it. You know, change the path that you're on because you're going to put that off to your future self and then your children and your grandchildren, et cetera, et cetera.
So that's really good. I think one other thing connected to both of those would just be the ability. You talked about owning kind of the overall part of your past. But I think being able to assess decisions you make today and learn from them, whether good or bad, it's almost just the idea of like just analyzing your decisions or thinking about how you came to do something.
Oh, that's
for
good.
Me. Whenever I make a good decision or a bad decision, really doesn't matter. If at the end of that day or even the next day or even the next week, while that is still fresh in my mind, my ability to think back, okay, how did I end up in that place? How did I make that right decision? And then repeat the process if it's something good or continue to avoid it if it's something bad. So for me, this is a really small one. I remember a few years ago, I was working at a different place. So it was a while ago now, but I was working at a different place. And when I drove a particular path home, I always passed the fast food restaurants.
Okay.
And I would always want to stop. And there was another route that I could take to get from my workplace to my home. And it was kind of a back way. Mm-hmm. I didn't pass any of the restaurants. And I remember, this was years ago now, I remember making a decision. Okay, I'm just going to avoid the path with those restaurants on it. And that's going to allow me to not stop at them. And it was just something, it was something so small and something so silly and something so stupid. But I was able to think about, okay, why am I always stopping at these restaurants? It's because I'm taking the same path home. Maybe you're just constantly putting yourself in the same position to make the same mistakes over and over again. And if you would just stop and think, okay, what decisions did I make to end up there? Can you change those decisions? Can you change that path? Can you do something? And all it means is just doing some analysis of why did I end up there? Why did I do that? Conversely, if you made good decisions, if I spent less money this month, like if you looked at your budget and you say, man, I hit my budget goals. Why did you do that? Is it because you cooked 15 burritos on one Saturday morning and took up, you know, a few hours of your time, but that allowed you to have lunches for 3 weeks? You know, okay, that tells you there was value beyond just the health benefits. There was value financially on my budget that allowed me to meet my budgetary goals. Just doing some post-game analysis of what's going on in your life.
I like that. I did that just the other day. It was interesting. I love mountain biking, but I do it less often than I want to. So, which again is a crazy thing, right? I've complete control. I have no little babies at home. Like, I come home, I'm like, hey, I'm going mountain bike. My wife's like, thank God, see ya. You know, like, go get some alone time. Go spend an hour out in the woods. So there's literally nothing holding me back other than me, okay? And so I started doing it more and more, and I did exactly the same thing. I did like a little post game, and I'm like, why is this suddenly like I'm going out more? Why does this seem easier to convince myself to do it? And here it was, I made it easy for myself. So I threw a rug in the back of my truck, so I didn't have to put the bike carrier on. I could just throw the bike in the back of my truck. You know, like even down to the phone case that I use, I just snap it on and it pops right onto my bike. I made it so easy that literally I go in, change into a pair of shorts and a pair of shoes, and I'm out the door, and it takes me 2 minutes. When I didn't do it, it was because it took me a half an hour to get up, and I just got lazy, right? So I just eliminated the thing. And so now I know if I want to do that, which is so good for me, it's good to go out and exercise. It's good to be out in nature. Like, there's a ton of things. I have a better attitude when I come home, all of that stuff. If I want to do that, I know that I have to make it easy for myself. So I have to set myself up for, I have to set future Joe up for success by doing a little bit of work today to make sure that future Joe goes out and does goes mountain biking. So I love that. That's great. Doing that post game analysis is so good.
My last tip is to be friends with Joe Altieri on Apple Fitness, because then you will get a notification every day. Joe Altieri has finished an outdoor biking.
That's right.
Activity. And then that encourages future Ed, or actually present Ed, to get my butt up from whatever I'm doing and go work out as well. So that's your last tip of the day.
But again, think about that for a second. Like, I hit the little workout button. Why? Because I want to motivate myself, and I want some accountability with my friends that do follow me on Apple Health. And
right.
And so again, just by as simple as that, hitting that little workout button is actually setting future Joe up. It has no difference to present Joe. It really doesn't. But it's setting future Joe up to get motivated when Ed's like, hey, lazy butt, I see you haven't gone biking for a while. So
present Joe has his activity rings fill up on his Apple Watch, and it gives him a little nice notification.
It does.
So then you feel good about yourself. Yep. That allows you to stop and get a chocolate milkshake at McDonald's.
So, well, anyway, hey, this has been a fantastic talk. I really appreciate you spending some time. You know, make sure you tell your kids that they get free tropical smoothies or something from our future our future podcast sponsor, Tropical Smoothie. Even though they're not sponsoring us today. But I really appreciate it, and I think there's some good stuff here. I really hope that all of our listeners treat their future selves well. If you're listening and you're not treating your future self well, take some time to understand why. Think about it. Forgive yourself. Look at what happened in the past. Own it. Forgive yourself. And then set up your future self. Tomorrow's you, next month's you, 10 years from now you. Set yourself up for success. And man, you will live that extraordinary life that we want you to have. So Ed, thank you so much for being a part of this. And we'll have to do it again very soon. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you next week.